This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نكاح مبارك
مبارك
زواج مبارك
مبارك
النكاح من سنتي ما قال النبي هو الصحيح نكاح مبارك
مبارك
As you walk together hand in hand Allah has given you a companion and friend to stand and always be seen as man and wife fulfilling the deen from this day on forever be true
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله All praise is due to Allah and may his peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all the brothers and sisters assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh And welcome to a program that we hope will be informative, will be light, and will be also relevant to what is happening in our world today. Back in the 1990s, a young Filipino student by the name of Gomez, 23 years of age, he created the worst computer virus in the 1990s. But what makes his virus a very unique one is, anytime you got the title of the subject that was sent to you, it said, I love you. So this powerful, complicated software, along with this very powerful message that said, I love you. Imagine you get an email from somebody that is on your email list and it said, I love you. What are you going to do? Some of us are going to be crazy and, you know, click on, and some of us, but it is nice. Just to tell you what happened to Gomez, so many companies have contacted him to buy his software, of course, but he would not sell it. He would not give an interview to anybody. And he was in hiding for a long time because many companies wanted to kill the man. He has created so much loss. But what's funny is, he's not guilty of a crime. In the Philippines, at that time, what he did was not a crime. So, nothing was done to him. Nothing was done to him, not in the U.S. where people lost money, not in the Philippines where, according to us, he has committed a crime, not in Europe, nowhere. The man is not guilty of any crime. The man has not given any interview. We don't know much about the man other than he's Gomez, 23 years of age, driven to do this as a form of revenge. So the point is, of me telling you this story, is as powerful as love is, as intense, as impactful as it is, it seems like we know so very little about it. We talk so much about it, we're craving it many times. Sometimes we even want to believe that we are in it. We dream and life is beautiful when we have it, and life is absolutely miserable when we don't have it. Yet, we are not able to get a good grip on what love is. So this is what we will be talking about. And you know what they say, if you invite people for food, everybody comes. And if you talk about love, everybody listens. That's why you're here today, isn't it? Never go wrong when you're talking about love. But before we go into this subject, inshallah, we'll be spending some time with it. What does Islam say about it? And why does it seem that we Muslims don't speak much about love? Especially when it comes to, you know, either in our relationship with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It seems like all we talk about is the need to love God and the need to love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the end of it. Well, that is beautiful, and that is certainly a requirement. In fact, love at its perfection can only be devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't the meaning of the word ibadah? What is ibadah? Ibadah is the utmost obedience with the utmost love. It's a combination of the utmost obedience and utmost love. And what happens is that we may give to people utmost obedience because we're afraid of them. We may obey people unconditionally because of, you know, our fear of them. However, in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must be our utmost love with our utmost obedience. That is ibadah. And that is why throughout the Qur'an, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned by name only in four places in the Qur'an. But in all the other places, how is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term abd. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba. All praise is due to Allah who has sent down the book to his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram. Glory be to Allah who has taken his servant on a night journey from this masjid to that masjid. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is constantly referred to as abd, abd, abd. We translate the word abd as slave. But it is a type of slavery where you go into it by choice. And you go into it not by fear, but rather you are driven into it by love. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this man is my abd, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is acknowledging that this person has devoted the utmost love with the utmost obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is named and called abd, it means that he has fulfilled this condition, and that is beautiful. But the word hub, which is that is the equivalent of the word love in Arabic, is used in the Quran, you know, the word love and its derivatives. In over 92 places, there is the word love that is mentioned. Even be it in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love that, or people love this, or people do not. But the word love and its derivatives are mentioned over 92 times in the Quran. Now, why is it important for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell us what He loves? Why is that a point? Simply because if you love Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what He loves also becomes part of what you love. And this is the utmost, by the way, this is the beauty of love. This is like a high degree of love, where I do not only love you, but I also love that which you love. And that is why in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. O Allah, I ask thee for your love. Because of the way that sentence is constructed here, it could either mean that, O Allah, put love in my heart towards you, or Allah made me of those who are loved by you. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَحُبَّ مَن يُحِبُّكُ. And the love of those who love you back. Meaning that you do not only want to be loved by Allah, but now you also want to be loved by those who love Allah. No, or you not only want to love Allah, but you also want to love those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحُبَّ مَن يُحِبُّكُ وَحُبَّ الْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَى حُبِّكُ. And all the deeds that would draw me closer, bring me either closer to being loved by you, or for me to love you more, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is just beautiful. Not only this, but also we find that in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about love as being a condition to be admitted to paradise. Wallahi lan tadkhulu al-jannata hatta tu'min wa la tu'minu hatta tahabu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, you will not be admitted to paradise unless you believe, and you won't believe unless tahabu. What's tahabu? Unless there is mutual love between you people, meaning between you believers. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I inform you about a thing that if you were to do would promote and encourage and increase mutual love between you? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to exchange gifts with one another. Also in the hadith, a man passed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when another man was in his presence, and he said, Prophet of Allah, I love this man. So the Prophet ﷺ said, well, have you informed him of that? And the man said, no, I did not, Prophet of Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُعْلِمْ. If any of you loves his brother, they should inform them of that. That, you know what, I do love you. Because that's so beautiful. And I don't know why, but we are so afraid of saying this to one another. You know, I love you. People are very afraid of saying, of exchanging such type of emotions with one another. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. Now what's beautiful is that the Prophet sallallahu did not only say it, but also the Prophet sallallahu practiced it. In the hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, Ya Mu'az, inni uhibbuka fillah. He said, O Mu'az, I love you for the sake of Allah. O Mu'az, three words you shall never neglect to say after your prayers. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, aid me, help me, I beseech your help in helping me in remembering you more, showing you more gratitude or being more grateful to you. وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ, that I perfect my worship to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then the most beautiful one of them is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-mu'minu alifun yu'laf, wa la khayra fi man la ya'lafu wa la yu'laf. He said the believer is loving and is lovable. And there is no goodness in he who is neither loving nor are they lovable. That is beautiful. A believer is loving and is lovable. And there is no goodness in he who is neither loving nor lovable. And with this, we are going to take our break. So do please stay tuned and we will be back shortly.
And always be seen as man and wife.